Hello, I'm Tom Hardy, and welcome to A Hearty Appetite. They say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. It's a truth worth contemplating, especially around Valentine's Day. After all, as Turgenev observed, the genius of love and the genius of hunger are the two moving forces behind all living things. Biblically, as the London Independent remarked, food and sex have been bedfellows ever since Adam and Eve tasted the forbidden fruit. The search for foods which foster romance is age-old. They're called aphrodisiacs after Aphrodite, who not coincidentally was the goddess of both love and crops. As the Cambridge World History of Food explains, some foods have been labeled aphrodisiacs because of their resemblance to genitalia. Asparagus is a case in point. The reputation of other foods is based on mythology. For example, since sparrows were said to be sacred to Aphrodite, their eggs were often prescribed in love potions. Still, other foods were assumed to provoke lust merely because of their remote origin. Thus, even the American potato was seen as an aphrodisiac when introduced to Europe. Isabel Allende suggests that anything with a French name seems aphrodisiac. The most famous aphrodisiac is oysters, whose reputation persists from ancient times. Other aphrodisiacs include figs, there's probably a reason that was Cleopatra's favorite fruit, garlic, as long as both partners consume it, truffles, chocolate, which may be the champion of aphrodisiacs, and champagne. An old saying has it that whiskey makes a girl stop arguing, beer soothes her, gin disarms her, rum cajoles her, but champagne arouses her. Casanova must have thought so, for he poured the bubbly for all his conquests. The erotic potential of foods notwithstanding, Allende, I think, gives the best advice. She says, everything cooked for a lover is sensual. This is Tom Hardy inviting you to visit our website at krcu.org. for recipes to satisfy your hearty appetite.